Hey, good morning.
9:21. We've got a little bit of sun trying to peek through here, warming us up. No, not really. 13 below is where we're sitting. Talk Around Tuesday continues, and I call this guy the answer man for Red River Communications. You got questions, he's got the answers for you. Wayne Steiner on the phone with me this morning. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's happening at Red River Communications, my friend? What's going on?
Well, we started the year off rocking and rolling, and we are going to have another busy year at Red River. So I've been working up in North Holly. We're expanding up there, reaching some new customers that have been without fiber internet. And then we also will be working on the Comstock Sabin area. And also we want to finish building within the city of Wahpeton, those areas that were not covered with our last build. So
right.
I'm looking forward to getting out there and meeting some new faces.
So, Wayne, let me ask you this. In these new places that you're doing these builds, how has the reaction been when you approach people with fiber and what you have to offer at Red River Communications? Pretty favorable?
They're excited because they will have a reliable and fast internet service that they really haven't had the opportunity to have up until now with us bringing in the fiber.
And so as far as the build's going, as far as when your crews can start working on those, you know, does it have to be like, above a certain temperature before they can get to that?
Well, since we're going underground, we need the ground to be thawed. So, like last year, we were out laying fiber in April.
Okay.
We're dependent on Mother Nature and those nice springs that we have, and then we can go until it freezes up. So our crews were excellent at getting miles and miles of fiber laid last year.
Wayne, you got to be excited working for Red River Communication. As fast as your company is growing, these builds and the more you take on, it's like, do you ever go, okay, where is this going to stop? I mean, you're just going to keep building and expanding out, correct?
We are working on that. We've got a few more areas that we're looking at, and you'll find out about those when we get there. And the nice thing is that we can bring fiber to your home at basically no cost to you for construction due to the investment within our company and also grant dollars that help us provide that construction to your home.
Okay, so people are listening to this and it's like, man, I need fiber in my home. How do they get the ball rolling on that, Wayne? Who do they contact?
Well, they can call Red River at 701-553-8309, or they can go online at redrivercom, with two M's, .com. We have different areas built up. We have both the business side and also the residential side. Type in your address, and it's going to take you and tell you if we're already in that area or if we plan on coming to that area. And they can always call in and just ask for a home visit or a personal phone call for me, and I'll gladly work with you.
All right. Wayne, listen, always great to talk with you. Stay warm, okay? We'll talk again next Tuesday.
All right. Take care.
That is Wayne Steiner. I call him the answer man. You got questions, he's got answers for you. Give him a call, Red River Communications. We talk with either Wayne or Carrie every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. U.S. dairy farmers approved a referendum on changes to the federal milk marketing orders. Tom Trotter, CEO of Edge Dairy Cooperative in Green Bay.